It's January 7th, Christmas Day in the Russian Orthodox faith, and about 30 parishioners are crowded into a small, brightly lit house in Sitka. They're singing Russian Orthodox Christmas carols, mostly in Slavonic, a liturgical language, but also in English and Alaska native languages like Tlingit and Yupik.
My name is Ralph Guthrie. I'm a Tlingit. You know, I like to sing, and I like to sing with the choir.
Ralph Guthrie has seen a lot of Christmases, but not all of them Orthodox. He grew up in Petersburg, where Christmas was celebrated grandly in his native community, at the Salvation Army, the Presbyterian Church. When he moved to Sitka, he converted to the Russian Orthodox faith, which fit him perfectly.
When I came to the Russian Orthodox Church, it was like coming back home to a family of native people, you know, like I grew up with. And for me, it's a real nice thing.
For generations, Russian Orthodox Alaskans, most of whom were and are Alaska Native, have celebrated the Nativity with caroling, which they call starring. The reason behind the term becomes abundantly clear as I stand outside another house with some carolers, waiting in the cold and the wind for the arrival of a large, incredibly glittery eight-pointed star, made of cardboard covered in lengths of gold and red garland.
So is everyone waiting for the star?
Yeah, we follow the star.
It's really interesting because the star has a personality of its own, it feels like.
It is its own entity. Yeah, sure. It's an icon.
When the star arrives, transported in a somber sedan and carried by the appointed star bearer, we all follow it up the walk and into the house. The open door is a shining beacon with warmth and goodwill pouring out.
I wanted to say Merry Christmas to all of you from my family and grandchildren. From the Tish.
Merry Christmas, Herman.
The star bearer takes his place in front of the family altar. He begins to spin the star, and the carolers begin to sing. During the course of the evening, we'll hit three houses and a senior center. At each location, platters of food and snacks will be waiting. The hosts will hand out plastic bags and pass around the goodies. It's our duty to empty each tray. The carolers will continue their round of houses for two more days. Kathy Hope Erickson remembers when they would tackle all their caroling obligations in just one night.
Oh man, it was one of the most exciting nights of the whole year. We'd be fighting over who got to carry the big bowl of apples and big bowl of oranges, or what kind of candy or cookies we would get to carry around to the choir members. I love starring, and I always have.
Other changes have come to starring as well, says Marie Guthrie, who also grew up in Sitka within the Orthodox faith.
When we first started out, all our songs used to be in Slavonic. At first, we didn't know what we were singing about, but we memorized a lot of our songs. It's been a joyous time for us, our part of life, our way of life.
As the carolers sing, older people get tears in their eyes as they remember their childhoods and their loved ones lost. Others hold up cell phones so friends and relatives far away won't miss out on the annual tradition. Despite the changes, the connection to culture, the comfort of community and fellowship endure, as expressed by this member of the next generation.
What's your name?
Juliana.
Do you like caroling?
Yes.
What do you like about it?
It's beautiful decorations the whole wide world, and all the people are invited.
In Sitka, I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel.
Christ is born.
Glorify him.
Christusak yuchduk. Illumin.